This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the DJV show.
You all right?
Take that as a no?
Yeah, I know, right? No, when someone says, are you all right? And then there's
no
just
answer.
Nothing. No, I get it. Every once in a while, I'm a bad boy, and I have either peanuts or some kind of a, I have walnuts, I have cashews, and I grab them as I'm running back. And because I was doing a couple of things during the news at the top of the hour, so.
And you don't drink water with them.
Well, I'm actually drinking. One of the reasons I went downstairs was to get a fresh cup of Life Change tea. So with that, okay, that'll help wash all that stuff down. And we'll tell you why Life Change tea is as important as it is in some moments to come. First, though, Victoria Keelan, who's here with Kara Schillen on the DJV show for this Monday, July 30th. We have some trending items to get you caught up on. What are they, Victoria?
Well, you know, you and I love to dump on the TSA, so here's a really juicy story. In a previously undisclosed TSA program, federal air marshals are tracking American citizens who are not suspected of a crime, not under any investigation, and are not on terrorist watch lists. Interesting.
Great. Lovely.
Yeah. The program is called Quiet Skies, and it's apparently it's the reason for it, I guess, is that air marshals track people's behaviors on planes, and then that's their way of trying to thwart any potential threat to other people on the plane or a terrorist threat. So they say that before people board a plane, they're watched by federal marshals, so you don't even know this is happening. So next time you fly, start looking around, and if somebody's looking at you strangely, it may be a federal marshal. They use information from the intelligence community and people's previous travel patterns to help them choose who they target on the actual flight. Now, once they're on the flight, if you are targeted by one of these marshals, they watch for things. They'll watch how you are aware of your surroundings. If you have any behavioral indicators, like fidgeting or sweating or rapid eye blinking, rubbing or wringing your hands. Now, what happens if you're just a nervous flyer would be my question, because I know a lot of that. My mom white knuckles every flight, so I don't think Fancy Nancy is a terrorism suspect, but she's definitely going to have all of these ticks and everything that they're talking
about.
This is
so ridiculous. This is just so stupid.
They apparently also watch to see if you sleep during the flight. Yeah. Now, I don't know. If you're sleeping during the flight, does that indicate that you're not a terrorist?
I don't know.
Or maybe you're a very relaxed terrorist.
Yeah. I slept on both legs of the flight going out and coming back this weekend, and I'll be the first to tell you I'm not a terrorist, and I don't play one on the radio either.
Well, I can never sleep on flights, so I must be one.
I never could. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
It.
But they
Kara,
now say
I always
that.
Knew there was something shifty about you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, Kara might be targeted then, because they say all American citizens who entered the U.S. are automatically considered for inclusion in this program, and officials will check their name against all kinds of watch lists and examine their patterns of travel.
Okay.
This is something that they have not. I don't know how this leaked out, but it doesn't look good for them.
One wonders whether they are so good at what they do, and we fall and trip all over their foolishness, but are they so good that they have prevented any kind of event? That's what some of them will tell you. Well, because of our due diligence, because of all the work we put into this, because of all the people we pay attention to, you are safer. And how can we argue with that? We haven't had an incident for how many years? I can't even remember when the last incident really was.
Right, but you can make that argument. I'm sure, like you said, the TSA would make that argument. Because they have programs like Quiet Skies, that they have stopped any threat in its tracks or prevented it altogether. Sure, that could be true. But when you hear stuff like this, like regular American citizens who are not suspected of doing anything wrong are now being watched. And yet we have so many stories of how many times have the FBI, have we heard the story of the FBI interviewed the terrorist 4 months ago? And then there's an attack. Maybe focus on people who actually have been interrogated before. Don't focus on Kara, who can't sleep on a plane, or my mom, who's got white knuckles. You know, focus on people with a record.
It brings you around to the simplicity and stupidity of some of the things that we pay for in terms of, it's like, what are we paying for? What goes into the usage of our money in terms of taxes? What's good? What's not so good? And what's just plain bad? I think one of the things that we're thankful for, although from time to time you hear me tell stories about firefighters and how much money we pay for that and how out of control some of the firefighter unions are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think we're thankful for those people who would put their lives on the line, literally, in this work. California wildfires this week, again, another example. Thousands of homes in this wildfire. Tens of thousands of people fleeing their homes. The fire is just burning. It's out of control. 5,000 structures are at risk today. There was one story that I did see that I thought was really kind of, I don't know if you'd call it sweet. Out of all of these things, there's always one story that will capture your imagination. And this is the story of, there's a fellow whose name that I can't really, I'm trying to find it right now because I saw it earlier this morning. He was a Marine, or a former Marine, who has been saving animals. And I can't, now that I want it, I can't put my hands on it. But at any rate, this Marine saving dozens of animals in the wildfire. His name is, let me see if I can, I think I found it. The Marine's name is Tucker Zimmerman, one of the volunteers providing a helping hand not only to the animals but to people as well. He's a tractor equipment salesman credited with saving the life of at least one person as well as dozens of horses and other animals. If you all you have to do is Google his name, Tucker Zimmerman, and you'll see a picture of him probably standing next to his cattle trailer, which looks just like the one I have. As a matter of fact, look at that. It looks like my trailer. He pulled a man out of a burning house, protected this man until emergency personnel arrived. He went into a neighborhood where every house was on fire and protected not only this fellow by using a garden hose, but has done the same thing basically with the animals. Look at the pictures, if you can see some of the video. The winds are 60 mile an hour plus, and they create fire nados. The wind whipping
fire
around
nados,
in circles.
Wow.
Fire natives. So be thankful you don't live in Shasta County. My daughter and son-in-law and my son are going up there, I think, week after next, because he's never been into the Sequoias. The Sequoias are a little bit north of here with the fire. But can you imagine what a horror show that would be under the circumstances? But this thing in the last couple of days has doubled in size. And as I said, thousands of people are leaving, as they ought to. A lot of people's homes at risk, so you hold a good thought for them and hope the weather will change and things. I don't know. It's not clear yet to me whether this is man-made, this lightning, or how did this fire start? Do you know offhand?
I don't know. No, I don't.
Heard one way or another. But it's bad stuff.
Yeah.
So hold a good thought for those people. Here's something that's good. You heard me talking earlier about my life change tea. I didn't have a little sip here. Normally mine is room temperature, but I had some in the refrigerator, and I think it tastes better when it's chilled.
Refrigerating it all this time?
Yeah, no,
of course
is,
you haven't, because that's actually part of the instructions, and you don't follow instructions. So no, that makes sense, yeah. But yes, no. You are correct. It's a lot more delicious when it's cold.
Now, wait a minute. Just wait till I finish telling the story. Mm-hmm. I do keep the big batch in the refrigerator, but when I take a cup at a time, sometimes as it sits out here, it gets to room temperature. See? That's how that works.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Life Change Tea is all about helping you maintain really good health. How does it do that? It cleanses your body from all those things that come as a result of the food you're eating, the way you live your life. There are a lot of things that you put into your body that deplete the nutritional value from the food that you may be eating that's good, because you eat bad foods that have pesticides and herbicides and all that sort of thing that's part of growing in certain parts of the country. So, when I say certain parts, I mean the big agribusinesses grow stuff that's not really good for you. They can make money selling it, and they can fool you into thinking that it's good for you, but if it's a GMO product, it's not going to be good for you. And Life Change Tea is the proprietary herbal formula that will daily cleanse the things in your body, the toxins, the molds, the parasites, the bacteria, that come from eating these kinds of foods. So it's a simple, very easy to prepare item. Cleanse those parasites, the bad things, out of your body and have 85% success rate. That's pretty cool. Some people as high as 95% getting all this stuff out of your body. All natural, all organic, made in the USA. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV, and they will ship your tea to you without cost. Ready, set, go. More energy, cleaner body. Drink it every day. GetTheTea.com for Life Change Tea, and see the other teas there as well. But Life Change Tea is really the best cleanser, and that's what you want. Keep your body healthy. Go to GetTheTea.com. Can't get it in stores, only online at GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code DJV.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatran, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I'm really interested to see all of the coverage that this movie, that is obviously the number one movie of the weekend, Mission Impossible. Tom Cruise develops a good relationship, it would seem, to a great relationship with all of his co-stars. And we were talking earlier about Henry... How do you pronounce his name? Cavill?
Cavill.
Cavill. Mm-hmm. As in cavalcade? Cavalier?
Sure.
As in the cavalry? Is kind of, so anyway, he was very, very complimentary about how interested Tom Cruise was in his well-being. And if you read the story about some of the crazy stunts they did, my God, you think this is CGI stuff? In this movie, it isn't. Cruise learns how to fly a helicopter, and at one point, Cavill says they're in two different helicopters, and they're about 6 feet away from each other, and they're going through canyons and stuff, the wildest, craziest stuff you can possibly imagine. So if you like a good action flick, you probably want to see Mission Impossible. I was happy to see it this weekend. 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
He'll Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From boy band NSYNC, Lance Bass. Is he the biggest guy in NSYNC, would you say?
No. Biggest how? You mean
biggest
physically
star.
Biggest or?
No.
Where do you think Justin Timberlake came from?
Well, I know where he came from. I'm asking.
You mean second to behind Justin Timberlake, of course.
Yes.
Right. Then I would say yes. Lance Bass is the most recognizable second to JT.
All right. So you may have heard us talking recently about the sale of the Brady Bunch home in Studio City, California. Lance Bass says he wants to buy it, vocalizing his feelings about the house, saying, quote, "I'm obsessed with the Brady Bunch. I grew up watching that show. I'm going to go look at it because I want to buy the house." He also talked about his intention to maintain the house and restore it to its former glory. Quote, "I'm going to turn it into the TV house because, you know, it doesn't have a second floor and all that stuff. But I'm going to go back to the original house. Maintaining the integrity of the property is vital," according to an interview given to the LA Times by the agent that's listed the home, Ernie Carswell. He said, "We're not going to accept the first big offer from a developer who wants to tear it down. We're going to wait a few days in case there are others who want to purchase it as an investment to preserve it. It's currently listed at 1.8. Miley Cyrus is also interested in buying the house, so there could be a celebrity bidding war." Which
I don't know
great.
Why Miley would want it. I get Lance Bass likes the idea, the sort of kitschiness of it, but I don't get why Miley would want it.
Are they the same age? No, she's
no.
Here, right?
No, not at all. That's kind of what's surprising about that. Unless Miley just really loves the Brady Bunch.
Well, be interesting to see what they do with it. That is what happens, though, what the real estate guy said. They buy these old homes over there. There's such demand. I couldn't. This weekend, driving around.
What neighborhood is it in?
It's in Studio City. It's on the other side
of
the hill. But Studio City is becoming, it's not that, it's the next, when you're going, it depends on how you go over the hill. If you go over the hill to the west side on the 405, it's different. You go on the hill on the 101 to Hollywood, it's kind of right there. And so it's becoming a rather expensive place to buy a home. It used to be like you could get these reasonable stuff there. My son's looking for a new apartment. He looked at on the other side of the hill because he's lived in Hollywood for most of the years he's been there. And now he's looked over the hill because it's less expensive. At least he thought that was the case. But Hollywood borders on Studio City, and it's getting expensive to be there. It just is. So, but they do. They tear these out. I saw a dozen homes on property with people that bought the homes and tore down the homes to put up a new house there. It's amazing.
Well, 1.8 is a lot for a ranch, too. You know, like Lance Bass said, there's no second floor.
Yeah.
So they're really cashing in on the Brady Bunch
fame. Yep, they sure are. All right. Here's, speaking of cashing in, a list of the top 20 best guitarists in the world from Total Guitar Magazine. At number 20, Angus Young from AC/DC. Stevie Ray Vaughan is at 19. Jeff Beck at 18. Gary Moore with Thin Lizzy at 17. Zakk Wylde from the Ozzy Osbourne connection is 16. Mark Knopfler with Dire Straits is 15. Kurt Cobain, 14. Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine is 13. James Hetfield from Metallica is 12. Carlos Santana is 11. Stevie Vai, I don't know who Stevie Vai is. You know who Stevie Vai is?
Yeah, Steve Vai is a progressive rock guitar player. He's really...
I just can't believe that Carlos Santana is only 4 in front of Kurt Cobain.
I know.
I don't get that list.
Yeah. Let's see. Kirk Hammett from Metallica is 9. Dave Gilmour from Pink Floyd is 8. Eddie Van Halen is 7. Joe Satriani is 6. Queen's Brian May is 5. Slash from Guns N' Roses is 4. Eric Clapton is 3. Jimmy Page is 2. And Jimi Hendrix is number 1. On this list of the best guitarists in the world from Total Guitar Magazine, 28 after the hour.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Here is today's automotive news. I'm Nick Miles. I spent a week driving the new Mercedes-Benz C350e, a plug-in hybrid Mercedes with a turbo. The car can be fully ventilated from the key fob. Turn on the seat coolers and open the doors from the key. The panoramic roof can automatically close during the journey when it starts to rain, which takes place in line with driving speed and intensity of rain. Via the Mercedes-Benz app, you can also have connection with your car, pair your car via a phone, tablet or smartwatch. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
Easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binders, plus a laptop, and a planner.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Office Depot Office Max has low prices all summer long when you shop online on our app or in-store. This week, save $200 and get a Dell Inspiron 15-inch laptop for just $499.99. Limit supply, see store for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As the deadly car fire continues to rage in Northern California, some like this man admit they didn't take some of the warnings seriously enough.
Like everybody else that was scrambling at the last minute to get out when we saw the fire on the ridge.
That fire has now killed 6 people, 2 firefighters and 4 civilians. It's destroyed 800 buildings. Meanwhile, 2 wildfires burning near the Utah-Nevada border are now 1 large fire, as the Goose Creek fire met and merged with the China Gym fire yesterday. And now together they've burned over 100,000 acres.
We've got a lot of dozers on it, a lot of engines, but it's still hard to get to the actual fire.
That's Fire Information Officer Dorothy Harvey, who says both fires started Saturday, probably because of lightning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
At 34 after the hour here on the Monday, July 30th DJV program. It is Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen along with Doug Steffen gracing you with our presence. Okay, just had to think. Hey, did you pay attention on Friday to the blood moon? Any of you? All of you? Did you
feel it?
Did you sense
and
it?
And forgot, and then we were so busy packing to move, and then all, and then our phones started blowing up, and our friends had taken pictures, and or had taken snapshots off of, I think, NASA.gov.
Yeah, the NASA, yeah, right.
Because we couldn't see it here in New York, the eclipse, right? Because didn't you fly through it?
I did, as a matter of fact. And I slept through it as well. So if you didn't, this was a very interesting moment in history because it's the first time in what, it's like the 21st century is not going to see another one of these. And it's not been 100 years since I think there was one of these sorts of things that last this long. And it lasted this long because the moon was at one of the furthest points from the Earth. So the shadow of the Earth cast across the lunar eclipse. I don't know, it's complicated, but the bottom line is that the thing lasted for quite a long time. And it's really, it gets people all shook up. It's a psychological thing. It's a spiritual thing. It's the astrological impact of it. The fellow, that guy Bigley, who's the doomsday guy, predicted that because of the eclipse, it will bring the end of the world. And hello, that was Friday.
Here.
Today's Monday. So much for him and his foolishness. Okay, next up in persons in the news, this is a rather disturbing reality because of, and maybe this is a little too inside, but Les Moonves has run CBS radio and television for a long time. They just sold off all the CBS radio stations. But the New Yorker carrying a report by Ronan Farrow, who's been responsible for investigating and outing a lot of these people who are... I was watching on the plane coming back last night a number of Hollywood Reporter excerpts with actors. They do this on, I think it's on HBO, about once a month. They bring in a bunch of actors, men and women, people that are in the creative arts, and they have a session with them. And one of the questions they've been asking is, how has Hollywood changed since the beginning of all these sexual misconduct allegations? And they all admitted that things have changed a lot, and all the women said it's about time, and the men mostly did too. But it all was started by this kid, Ronan Farrow, who is Frank Sinatra's son with Mia Farrow. For those of you who are trying to figure out who he is and maybe not heard about him, one woman on the record is an actress that is accusing Moonves of improper actions. Elena Douglas says that Moonves forcibly kissed her during an act that she classified as a sexual assault. She indicated that she didn't wish to pursue a sexual relationship. Moonves allegedly attempted to derail her career and cancel her deal with CBS at the time she was working on the TV series Queens. When she went with her lawyer to receive the payment she was allegedly owed, CBS offered Douglas a miniseries as well as the payment she had not initially received after she was fired from Queens. Moonves responded to the accusations. He said, he denied hindering anybody's career. He did admit to making some women uncomfortable with his advances. Quote, I recognize that there were times decades ago when I may have made some women uncomfortable by making advances. Those were mistakes, and I regret them immensely. But I always understood and respected and abided by the principle that no means no, and I've never misused my position to harm or hinder anybody's career. This is a time when we are all appropriately focused on how we can improve our society, and we at CBS are committed to being part of the solution. So is he or isn't he? Is this too late, too little? What is this? This is 30 years ago, right? Isn't that what she's saying this happened?
I forget what the date was, but yeah, it was a while
ago.
But, you know, Ileana Douglas is actually someone that I recognize the name. It's a lot of the times I feel like these names that pop up are people we don't really know.
Yeah.
If you saw her face, you would say, oh, I've definitely seen her places. So it is kind of interesting that now, in the light of the Me Too movement, that she was willing to go on the record.
But why did it take her so long? What is that?
That's, I don't know. That's the question that I know, and that's the question that a lot of skeptical people like to ask. Well, why did it take you so long? I guess everybody has a different personal reason for when they want to talk about something that happened to them, and when they, you know, no one else can set that timetable. And so maybe she felt like now is the right time, and maybe wherever her life is or however her career has gone, she felt that she wouldn't get a backlash maybe. A lot of women didn't come forward because if they accuse Harvey Weinstein of doing something or Les Moonves of doing something, then if they don't have a really solid career, what happens to them? They disappear. And Weinstein made a lot of careers disappear. You know, I mean, Mira Sorvino talks about it all the time. She's been a recent, she's been very vocal about, she won an Oscar for that Woody Allen film, and then her career completely came to a screeching halt, and we didn't see her for years. She couldn't get a job.
So there are five other women accusing Moonves of sexual misconduct. Was it a coincidence they all came out together, or is there some sort of collaboration?
Well, I think Ronan Farrow has been doing a CBS investigation since Charlie Rose got fired. Mm-hmm. And I think as part of his research, talking to other people, I'm sure as with any type of story, so you talk to a source and then the source says, well, you know, you really need to talk to, in this case, Ileana Douglas, who went on the record. And then the other women, I don't know who they are.
She was meeting, according to her account, he asked to kiss me, saying, quote, it'll just be between you and me. Come on now, you're not some nubile virgin. She says Moonbees grabbed her and then started violently kissing her while pinning her down on the couch. What it feels like to have somebody hold you down, can't breathe, can't move, it's horrendous. You sort of black out. You think, how long is this going on? I was just looking at this nice picture of his family and his kids, and then I couldn't get him off me. He was married to Nancy Weisenfeld at the time, has three children with her. He's married to the woman who's the host of the morning program. What's her name? I never can remember.
Julie Chen.
Chen, that's it.
Yeah, she hosts Big Brother, and she's one of the hosts of The Talk.
Right. And she got that job because she was the most qualified.
Well,
exactly.
Well, you know, it's...
Okay. So anyway, what do we do with this? You just file it with all the rest of the stuff that...
Well, is he going to lose his job? Things? Probably not, right?
No. No, I don't see him losing his job. And that would be my first gut reaction to it is that the answer is no to that.
Right. But that's what I would think, too.
Where it goes. All right. In other people news, those Thai boys who were rescued from the cave, attended a solemn ceremony, had their heads shaved. They have been ordained as Buddhist novices. Families of the boys had pledged to have their boys ordained as a show of gratitude for their rescue from the cave. If you've seen any of the video from the ceremony, it shows the boys dressed in white, lined up before a table, covered with lit candles and food. The boys prayed, bowed, and took their seats. And then a group of monks and others in the audience took part in clipping their hair, shaving their heads. The boys are only teenagers. Well, they're 11 to 17. They formally become ordained and spend 9 days living in the temple near their homes in northern Thailand. And the coach, the assistant coach who was trapped with them, lived as a Buddhist novice for more than 8 years. He'll be ordained as a monk in the ceremony. Ordination as a novice is common in Thailand, doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to become a monk. Ordinations are supposed to give us peace of mind, said one of the mothers. We can only do this for 9 days because then our boy has to go back to study and prepare for exams, back to his normal life. Imagine there's nothing about their life that will be normal anymore. After that experience, wouldn't you say?
Can't imagine.
Difficult to have a normal life?
People wanting to make movies about them and all kinds of things. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of other people in other places in the world want to study to also become Buddhist novices.
Yeah.
Because just the amazing way that the coach was able to keep them all alive because they meditated and they did all these other things that he had learned through that process. And I think that would be helpful in a lot of situations.
Yeah.
If you're stressed out and you just need to relax, or if you're in a dangerous situation and you can relax and kind of save your breaths and all that. I mean, it was really amazing how long he was able to keep them alive.
Yeah. Ruth Bader Ginsburg says she's good for another 5 years. Don't worry about me.
RBG.
She's 84 now, I think, isn't she? 85, something like that.
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
Because people have been asking all reporters in their usual gluttony of foolishness, oh, how much longer are you going to stick a microphone in front of everybody's face? How much longer are you going to serve? Blah, blah, blah.
People thought
blah, blah,
she
blah.
Would go before Kennedy. I think that's why everyone, as soon as Kennedy announced his retirement, then everybody looked
Rudy
at RBG.
Babe. Yeah, when are you hitting the road? 5 years. See you later. Leave me alone.
She's older than he is, so I don't know. But did you ever see, the RBG, the documentary on her where she's lifting weights in the gym and it follows her around? It's she's a fascinating woman.
But see, that's what you need to do to stay healthy
absolutely.
To that age. You really have to. I mean, that leads into our conversation about Calitrin, as a matter of fact, because muscle is very important as you get older. Those of you who have let your bodies go, this is only going to take a toll on you quicker. So if you are smart, you want to lose some weight, gain some muscle, you might want to listen to me for the next 60 seconds tell the story of Calitrin, Calitrin, and how it works. Well, you take it at bedtime. and you go to bed. That's a good thing to do, right? Take it to bedtime and then go to sleep. About 90 minutes in, your body goes through rejuvenation. You know, they say getting enough sleep is important for the repair and regrowth of your body, and that's how Calitrin does its work, supporting and strengthening lean muscle tissue by pushing out the fat with collagen. Collagen is the natural protein in your body, and that's what leads to muscle and gets rid of the fat. So take that in Calitrin. That's the number one ingredient in this, and that's how you lose the weight. You get on Calitrin, you start exercising, and the fat goes away. Your body will produce more collagen as you seed it, because that's what Calitrin really is, seeding collagen and getting it into your body to absorb. And you start working out, and you have more muscle. And the older you are, the more you have to do this, really. Want to order this? Lose the weight like I did, 12 pounds since April? Go to toploss.com. Special 10% deal for the DJV community. 10% off and a free bottle when you buy three or more. Check the box for DJV when you order Calitrin at toploss.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Our Constitution does not guarantee the right to break into someone's house. Yet a burglar in Bristol, Pennsylvania, thought he had that right, and a jury agreed. He broke into a home, but got locked in the garage trying to escape. With no way out and the homeowners away, he spent 8 days in that garage surviving on a case of Pepsi and a large bag of dog food until the homeowners returned and called police. He claimed because the garage door opener didn't work, he had suffered undue mental anguish and sued the homeowner's insurance company. Shockingly, the jury sided with him and made the insurance company pay him $500,000 for his ordeal. We should all look through the lens of liberty and remember the importance of personal responsibility, especially before we serve on juries.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
So for those of you who did see Mission Impossible this weekend, you saw an amazing fight. Henry Cavill talks about the experience with Tom Cruise in the bathroom.
This fight scene in the bathroom, mm-hmm. where when you're about to engage in some fisticuffs, there's like this like cocking of the fists of sorts.
Call it the arm reload.
I was going to ask, are you turning your arms on? Or you're reloading? Is this? Tell us about this.
That was just off the cuff, so to speak. Because Walker he's not fond of Ethan's methods, mm-hmm. which are very sneaky as opposed to direct action. And mm-hmm. Walker's more about direct action, and so far he's done it Ethan's way, and it hasn't worked. Mm-hmm. And so this is him saying, right, I'm going to kill the guy. It's the easier option rather than all this messing about. And that was just something which came to mind when the gloves have come off, and mm-hmm. that was I did it, and then I didn't do it for the next take because I was kind of nervous about it. I thought, oh, no one said anything, and maybe I'm never improvising again. And then McHugh said to me, why didn't you do the thing? And I was like, what thing? What have I forgotten now? And he showed me the monitor and showed me the arm reload, and he said, okay, yeah, do that again. I was like, all right, mm-hmm. and now it's a meme.
He's not wrong, though. When I saw the trailer, it definitely sticks out. I didn't even realize it was him in the bathroom because he's got that mustache. But, he does the arm roulette. It's pretty cool looking.
Pretty cool. Mission Impossible playing now on a screen near you. 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV show.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
You may or may not remember this if you're an Arnold fan. This is the movie music from Total Recall. And we're celebrating Arnold's birthday today. Is that it?
Yeah, he's 71 years young.
Yeah, I didn't know he was
and,
a Leo.
And listen to this. Currently filming the new Terminator movie.
Yeah.
So he's still doing the big action stuff.
He's still got it. Yeah, he's still got it.
I would say at this point, he's in about as good a shape as you are. So that's good news.
Yep, it is. Thank you very much, Chucker, for acknowledging that. All right, Mission Impossible is the big story of the weekend, topping the box office. I don't think there's any surprise there. I'm not taking any starch away from you. But I understand that it was the second largest opening of Tom Cruise's career. I didn't know War of the Worlds was number one, because I thought that was a really kind of a spooky connection for him, but... Apparently,
well, this is slightly the best opening in the franchise history. The last one did, I think, 60 million, so this one did 61.5. This is an example, Doug, of where word of mouth and RottenTomatoes.com actually do help when it's on the positive side. I think a lot of people started to hear the buzz that they shot some of the biggest action scenes and of all time. And there's a lot of truth to that. Like I said on Friday, some of the action sequences in this movie are enormous.
I just read... That Cruz learned how to fly a helicopter so he could do that whole stunt with it. I don't want to give it away, but Cavill says that they were like 6 feet away from each other while they're filming this. And they're actually going down these ravines. What you see actually happens, not CGI. They actually did this stuff because Cruz doesn't like faking it. He wants everything to be as real as possible. I guess that's how he broke his ankle, and you see that part in the
rooftop.
But he's been a pilot for years and years, so it's not surprising that he would have, taken that on for a helicopter. Yeah.
But when you watch this stuff, and Doug will expand on a second because he went to see it, it does look very real. I mean, the motorcycle chase sequence where she drove against traffic at a high speed with no helmet, I mean, that's actually pretty scary to watch. What do you think of the film?
I thought the film was what I expected and then some. I couldn't figure out Cavill at the beginning.
Don't spoil.
No, I'm not going to spoil it.
Okay.
Of course you will. Give him a minute.
People get very angry with that. You have to stop with that.
Yeah. All right, anyway. He doesn't. You want to. There are twists and turns which happen in any one of these good movies. You don't know what happens. And I'm figuring that, well, at the end.
Oh, boy.
This is dangerous territory.
Yeah, this is so
dangerous. All right, I'm going to leave you with this. The host of Match Game gets a knife in his gut. How's that, Chucker?
That's a good one.
You like that? Okay. All right.
Yeah, but overall, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give it?
I'd give it a 9.5.
Wow, that much, huh? Okay,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, what would you give it?
I give it an 8.5, but I thought if you like this genre, it's an absolute must-see movie.
Yeah.
I mean, they like I said, the action sequences are done so realistic and they're massive and they're breaking ground in terms of genre filmmaking in this movie.
And the two women that are in the love life, his love life, are
they're really
both
good
together in it, and they're very good in it. You see resolve to his marriage.
I like that.
The other girl that he's cared about comes back into his life, and obviously that's a lead-in for the next
movie. Her name is Rebecca Ferguson. She was in The Greatest Showman with Hugh Jackman. She's actually really good in the film. I like her a lot.
Yeah, she
is. Michelle Monaghan plays his ex-wife.
And you get the usual performance from Simon Pegg and Ving.
They're both really good.
Yeah, they are. So it's a very rewarding
experience. And Tom Cruise looks pretty good for a 65-year-old guy.
But he does.
What is he, like 55?
Yeah, 55. Yeah, I think he's 55 or 56. He looks good. He does look good.
So here's a question. You see the information about Charlie's Angels and that franchise getting warmed up with new people. So can they make Mission Impossible work once Tom Cruise gets too old to do some of this stuff another 8 or 10 years? Can something like Mission Impossible continue, or is it
Tom Cruise? It's a good question. Let me think about that, and I'll get back to you in about 8 to 10 years and let you know.
What else is on the top five there in your list?
Well, that was number one, $61.5 million. Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again, $15 million, $70 million in 2 weeks. I actually went to see it again yesterday. It's very entertaining. The Equalizer 2, $14 million, $64 million, 2 weeks. Hotel Transylvania 3, and Teen Titans Go, the movie, ran out the top five.
Yeah.
One other note. Won't You Be My Neighbor? The Mister Rogers documentary now hit $20 million at the box office. That is a very impressive number.
Very good. Go see it. It's a great picture. I recommend it highly. Good job, Chucker. Thank you, Chuck Curry, here on the DJV Show at 15.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.